Welcome again to High Tech Radio's series of previews introducing our new music programming. And once more, this is Bill Rupp hosting this last of four preview programs. This is American Jukebox, and it's one that I have a lot of fun preparing. On American Jukebox, I get to play the widest variety of recordings of all our four new shows. Here are the ground rules I go by when preparing an episode of American Jukebox. First, I select recordings that appeared during the period 1940 to 1980. I may occasionally go back before 1940 or jump ahead past 1980, but in general, I'll stick with that four-decade window. After all, that's a lot of years, representing thousands of popular recordings. It's also the period of time with which I am most familiar. Second, I use a variety of tests to determine the popularity of a particular recording. There are a number of popularity charts available either in books or on the internet. Also, I pay attention to information contained in LP liner notes or the booklets included with many CDs. And of course, I've been listening to recorded music going back to the 1940s, so my personal knowledge of what was popular during those years is extensive. Third, I plan to include all sorts of music. Well, maybe not heavy metal and polkas. That would include jazz, ballads, folk music, general pop, plus music from Broadway musicals, and selections from movies and TV programs. Finally, I will only play good music, recordings that I like. Well, after all, this is my program, so I guess it's okay to exercise my own judgment. Fortunately, I like a wide variety of musical styles, so I'm hoping that most listeners will find something to their liking. Okay, let's get started with some recordings typical of what you will hear on American Jukebox. When the program is officially running, and that will be in the near future, I hope. I'd like to play complete recordings, but for now, time limitations and legal requirements dictate that you will hear excerpts only in this preview edition of American Jukebox. Well, let's get started. Going back to the 1940s, and indeed to the whole first half of the 20th century, you would not go wrong nominating Bing Crosby as the world's greatest entertainer. Bing recorded Swinging on a Star in 1944. This is from the movie Going My Way. That's the picture that won Bing an Academy Award as Best Actor, by the way. John Scott Trotter conducts the orchestra, and the Williams brothers, including a very young Andy Williams, did the backup vocal work.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Nathaniel Cole, initially known as Nat King Cole and his trio, was an excellent jazz pianist, but his singing voice and delivery were so good that by the early 50s, the trio was gone, and Nat was turning out hit after hit backed by Capitol Records studio orchestras. Here's the Nat Cole Trio, or the Nat King Cole Trio, as he was referred to in those days. This is a 1943 recording on the Excelsior label of a really pretty one, very typical of Nat's vocal styling. This is called I'm Lost.
I'm lost I'm like a king without a throne, I'm lost. Just like a dog without his bone, I'm walking round in circles doing things I shouldn't do. That's how much I'm lost without you. I'm lost. I'm like a heart without its beat. I'm lost. Just like an army in defeat. I'm like the autumn trees that shed their leaves when summer's through. That's how much I'm lost without you. Everything about me seems so strange, dear. My friends tell me I don't appear the same. I go around acting silly, dilly. I can't even remember my name, baby. I'm lost. Because the phone at home won't ring, I'm lost. My pet canary bird won't sing. I'm lost because each souvenir you left has faded blue. That's how much I'm lost without you.
In the decade right after World War II, America's taste in popular music changed. The big band certainly did not disappear entirely. Instead, the band industry saw a steady decline, with many theaters, nightclubs, and ballrooms either not booking bands or going out of business entirely. On the other hand, singers became the headliners rather than just one of the crew, as they had been up to the middle 1940s. Frank Sinatra, Dick Haymes, Andy Russell, Frankie Lane, Tony Martin, and many others became famous. Girl singers were not neglected either. Among those one would think of would be Doris Day, Joe Stafford, Peggy Lee, Rosemary Clooney, and Patti Page. Yet another female vocalist who scored many very large hits in the 50s was Kay Starr. The Wheel of Fortune was one of 1952's biggest hits. I remember it well. Vocal groups in R&B as well as mainstream pop music were big in the 50s. When I think of such groups, I think of the Four Freshmen, the Four Lads, the Platters, the Four Aces, the Hi-Los, and the Hilltoppers. One group consisted of four young men from Canada. They called themselves the Crew Cuts. Though they did not have as long a career as some of the other groups, they did have one of the decade's big hits. A number one hit, in fact. It was called, are you ready for this? Shaboom, and came out in 1954.
Shaboom, ya da 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 da, shaboom, shaboom, ya da 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 da. shaboom, shaboom. Yada da 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 shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and up we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
Hey, naughty ding dong, ga lang, ga lang, ga lang. Shaboom, ba-do, 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 ba-bed. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart!
Here's a note on the song Shaboom. Has happened a number of times in the 50s. The song was first recorded by African-American artists. White artists then recorded cover versions, which did very well. Shaboom was first recorded by the Chords. That's the version I first heard back in 1954. I will also point out that the Crew Cuts recording was, yes, it's true, backed by a more or less traditional big band, this one led by David Carroll. And to think that this was thought of as rock and roll 63 years ago. In addition to pop records, American Jukebox from time to time will feature music from movies and TV and also from the Broadway stage. One of the most important all-time hits was Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, which first appeared as a musical in 1949. Here's Florence Henderson singing one of the show's big hit songs. This is from a 1967 revival of the play. The song, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up.
Tear it up, tear it up.
I'll wash him out, dry him out.
Push him out, fly him out.
Cancel him and let him go.
Yay, sister!
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If the man don't understand you, if you fly on separate beams, oh, waste no time, make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
Even though rock and roll was taking over as America's most popular musical form, there was still room for more or less traditional singers. One of the best was Johnny Mathis, who early on had to decide whether he was going to go after fame in the Olympics or in the recording studio. He chose the latter. His hit record started in 1957. One of the first was Chances Are.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the sky. If you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
Earlier, I mentioned Peggy Lee. She started singing with Benny Goodman's band in 1942. She was very young at the time. And she became one of the most successful female artists as a composer as well as a singer. But the record we'll sample here, Fever, was another case of a song being introduced by a black artist and then successfully covered by a white singer. Little Willie John was successful with Fever, but Peggy Lee even more so in 1958 with her own version. By the way, Peggy customized the song by adding a few words of her own to the lyrics. Very talented gal was Peggy Lee. Here's Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arm around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame, now give us fever.
The Drifters were one of the many singing groups that rose to prominence in the 1950s and 60s. They were formed in 1953 and were still recording in the mid-1970s. During that time, they went through many different lineups. In fact, Wikipedia has an article which lists 39 different rosters for the Drifters. I can't think of any other group that kept going for so long with so many changes in personnel. And they had top 10 hits with 7 different lead singers. One of those was Rudy Lewis, who took the lead on the Drifters' 1962 number 5 hit, Up on the Roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Up on the roof,
I get away from the hustling crowd. crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street.
On the
roof, the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Many people, especially non-music geeks such as myself, oh God, I just made up that term. I hate myself for doing it. Anyway, many people think of popular recordings when they think of a song. The fact is, however, that in the old days, in other words, when I was a very little kid in the late 1940s, it was not uncommon for two or sometimes more than two versions by different artists of a song making the pop charts at the same time. The song, in other words, was the important thing. That's why on American Jukebox, I will sometimes play a recording of a song that was not itself a hit, but which demonstrates the basic value of the song. In that vein, I now offer the song My Ideal, first recorded by Maurice Chevalier in 1930. It was written by Newell Chase and Richard Whiting. Oh yes, as an aside, Richard Whiting was singer Margaret Whiting's father. It has been recorded many times over the years. In this case, let's hear alto sax star Sonny Criss's 1975 interpretation of My Ideal. I've mentioned that on American Jukebox, I will be playing music from the movies, TV, Broadway shows, even radio series. Can't think of a better example than Henry Mancini, who had great success in Hollywood TV and on records. Likely the most familiar Mancini creation is the theme song from a popular film series. From 1964, the theme song from The Pink Panther. Thank you. That's Plas Johnson doing the tenor sax solo, by the way. Let's remember that Mancini came from the 1940s big band environment and on many occasions utilized many of the country's best musicians. And of course, many of them, the older ones, were in the big bands themselves or in the smaller jazz groups. I guess it's true that few singers in the classic crooner mold appeared after about 1960 or maybe 65. One who may be said to come close to that model was James Taylor. He's a singer and songwriter and guitarist. He recorded his own composition, Mexico, in 1975. It was not one of his biggest hits, but I really like it and hope your reaction is similar.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now.
I mentioned that the Drifters went through many personnel lineups. That same has been true of another super successful group, the Doobie Brothers. Again, relying on Wikipedia, I see 28, can't believe that, but it's true, 28 different lineups from 1970 to the present. One of my favorite Doobie Brother recordings is their number one hit of 1975, Black Water.
Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Just take that streetcar that's going uptown. Yeah, I like to hear some funky Dixieland and dance a honky tonk. And I'll be buying everybody drinks all around.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
That makes a total of 12 examples of the music I'll be presenting in future editions of American Jukebox. Perhaps you can suggest artists or songs that would be valuable to add to my collection. Remember, if I have it, I can play it on one or more of High Tech Radio's new musical programs. In any case, I would love to receive emails from listeners. Thanks again for listening. This is Bill Rupp speaking.